I've seen cities laid below me, streets on fire as the sun goes down. My home is here with those who know me. Breaks my heart when I leave this town. Things can change and things get broken. Still I know that every night you'll be there, the words unspoken, saying everything's gonna be alright. Be alright.
Saturday Night Country, Australia's home of country music, around Australia on ABC Local Radio, internationally on Radio Australia, and of course on the World Wide Web. And sitting with us in our Saturday Night Country studios tonight, Troy Cassidale is with us, and we're going to talk about and have a bit of a catch-up with him, but a few surprises. One in particular, he's a star of children's television. Tell us about that, Troy.
For starters, mate, it's great to see you, and I can tell you now, this came out of the blue. The Wiggles manager, Paul Field, gave me a quick call, and little do people realise in our Saturday Night Country listening audience that the Wiggles are huge country fans, right? So I'd sit backstage at the Carols, and next thing you know, we're talking Bob Wills, we're talking Lefty Frizzell. Anthony Field is like the country brain of the universe, like the Glenn A. Baker, but country, you know? And I could play an intro to something like Made in Japan of Buck Owens, and he'd go, right, that's Made in Japan. You'd know exactly what it was. And that blew me away. That endeared me to those blokes no end. And then Paul finally called and said, listen, I think we should do something. I mean, we've done a great little track with Slim a few years ago. We'd love to get you involved. And that was how it started.
So you're on a DVD with the Wiggles, yeah. And with a particular character.
Dorothy the Dinosaur has her own beautiful thing called the Memory Book out, which is a DVD, and I was asked to do a duet with her called I Love It When It Rains. Now, up north here, as you know, we get plenty more rain than down south, so I want to send some more down south, but we got the offer to come in and do the song, and I thought, this is going to be a lot of fun. I have a bit of time while I'm writing the record to do some side projects, and this has been one very, very enjoyable one.
Now, you work an audience very well. You've learnt your craft from the very early days, and working in busking in the street, you know how to catch an audience, and you try, and if you don't, well, you try all sorts of tricks to do that. Now, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 3-year-old children, you do have young children, you know how their attention span is very limited. So doing a DVD, how do you know you're actually linking and getting their attention?
Well, I was concerned. When I first walked onto the set, I sort of thought, well, how am I going to go? I said to Paul Field, I said, look, I'm a bit concerned. I'm not going to be able to act that well. I'm not really much of an actor. And he said, look, we're not really expecting you to be Russell Crowe here in The Gladiator, mate. He said, just look into that camera and realise there's a 4 or 3-year-old child that needs your full attention, and that when you're talking to them, you're talking straight down the barrel at them, and that's all you need to worry about. And once I had that clear, the whole shoot was easy, and it was quite okay. And I think I learned a bit about the entertainment side of it too. I've recently done a song with the Wiggles as well, and having to, you know, the It Takes Two show helped me a lot with this as well. But that whole dancing and singing thing, you know, when you've got to be coordinated with a bunch of people, was something I'd never come across before in my whole career. So to be able to do that with the Wiggles as well was a huge thrill. But this Dorothy DVD has been something I don't think I'll ever forget.
Well, Slim, of course, worked with the Wiggles, and I know some children who are now young adults who never had even heard of Slim Dusty until they'd seen Slim with the Wiggles, and then they'd sort of came to know Slim and hear his music and have an understanding. This could happen with you, Troy, but will it give you an international audience, do you think, when mums are watching?
I didn't even really have anything like that in the back of my mind when I did the DVD. My main focus was credibility with music in my little girl Jem's eyes. Now I've stepped up a couple of notches, mate, because I've actually done a song.
Star, yes.
I've done a song with Dorothy the Dinosaur. Anything else you've done before, Jimmy Barnes, you know, Paul Kelly, she doesn't worry about all that stuff. But this is a momentous occasion in the Cassidaley household, mate. So for her, I mean, I remember when she could hardly speak and she started to watch Dorothy as part of the Wiggles. She could say Dorothy, she'd say Dolphy, and that was about it. And there wasn't many other words, you know.
Troy Cassidy is my very special guest on Saturday Night Country. Just a short track chat tonight, and we'll move away from the world of children's television and the Wiggles, which is a very important show business world, and back to where we began. And Troy mentioned writing and preparing for the next project, his own project, which is the album. You did tell me off air that you had quite a few songs tucked away. How close are we to this album? I know you don't need to rush the project.
No, well, look, I think I really needed the time to make sure it's a quality record. I think that if you try and push them out too fast, something has to give, John, you know, and I really want to make sure that this is an album that people will remember. You try and make everything a memorable event, and I've written some songs with Cole Buchanan. I've written some by myself. I'm ready to sort of go and try my hand with Paul Kelly again, maybe Joe Camilleri if he's around. There's some people that I'm really looking forward to sitting down and writing with, but the quality has to come into it, I think, mate, and I've had the time now to actually concentrate my efforts on not only being a dad, being at home. I've been able to make sure I do that. That's my first priority. And when the kids are off to school, you're straight back into some writing mode. And I've really loved the songs that have come out so far, and I'm looking forward to being able to finish the record off then.
So are they coming from family life, from the love of your family or your surroundings or different places?
There's quite a bit of that in there. I mean, because you look at your life and you hope that what you're writing reflects the time of your life that you're in at the moment. I'm in a beautiful relationship. I love my kids and I love being a dad. And I love this country, John. I think that's one thing that's really inspired me a lot on my travels last year. We covered nearly every state. Doing the promotion for the Best Of record was incredibly important. And I really did fall back in love with the country and feel small at a few places that I'd visited last year. Up in Kakadu, mate, I stood there looking at this waterfall. It had been the biggest wet they'd had in over 100 years. I felt a little bit insignificant. That was quite inspiring for me to be able to feel that again.
And from that, a tune, perhaps?
Yeah. There's a song that I got Colin Buchanan up for a couple of days. We headed out to my little farm where there's just an old tractor and a couple of kayaks, and we sat down at the kitchen table while I was cooking rissoles and telling him lines that I wanted to throw across the desk at him. And he even went to the trouble, and I'm gonna send this shot back up to you because it's on my computer back home, but I'm going to send this shot up to you of the rissoles. He took an actual shot of my rissoles.
Well, I've seen you cook before many years ago, so I've never seen the rissoles. But working with Bucko can be good. And it can be not daunting because he goes off at a tangent, doesn't he?
He runs off at a million miles an hour, which is great. And I think the one thing I realised about Cole, we hadn't written together since we wrote things like Trains and They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore. And there'd been a lot of water under the bridge as mates because you don't get to catch up on a one-to-one level. It's only backstage at the awards or in passing somewhere in Tamworth. And we spent all the way all out of the farm in the car catching up. And then it was great to see where we were as songwriters and how far it had come along. And we wrote four songs in a day and a half. And then we went out and caught a bass and a catfish in the kayaks, and it was just a great couple of days.
Still fishing.
It's a bit of a... I know. You know, anyone listening tonight will understand that I'm just a pathetic fisherman, you know. I have to fish wherever I go. But I thought we'd earned it. We wrote three songs. It was time to get some fresh air and get out of the farmhouse. And then by the time we got back, we'd finished the fourth one we'd started that morning, and it was really good to be able to get them going.
Well, we'll look forward to it, and don't run. It. I know you won't, but when it's out and we'll get together in our studio and we'll explore that album and once again enjoy the wonderful music and the wonderful talent of Troy Cassidy. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Mate, it's been great to see you again, John, and good evening to all the listeners. Keep tuning in because, I mean, honestly, it's nothing else to be listening to tonight, mate. You've got to tune into your show. I just love it.
I've got an idea, Dorothy. Why don't you and Wags do the actions while I sing the words?
Oh, yes, Troy. You sing and we'll do the actions.
You beauty. Let's start again and you can join in too.
I love it when it rains and I lie in bed at night. I listen to it patter on the roof soft and light. But then a storm may come and the thunder starts to crash.